Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Been an up and down week for me this week in a lot of ways. On the personal level, I had a minor surgery. I had a procedure that was done, which I had to fast for a certain amount of time. That was not fun for me at all. And I hate Gatorade with a purple passion. I hate Gatorade. But I came through those things just fine, and I'm thankful for it. And I've got to go to the doctor again tomorrow. But other than that, I'm thankful that the week is past, that it is over, and I'm moving ahead. On a personal level, those things were going on. On a ministerial level, Harry went home to heaven. We had his funeral service this week. I had mixed emotions, and I thought about him often this week. I understand that there are others in the church that are ill. And their sickness, and oh, that's a burden that I carry as well, but in every situation, on a personal level or on a ministry level, I run to the book, I run to my Savior, I run to my Lord. There's solace there. He is my haven of rest. The psalmist said he is our tower of strength. He is the rock that I turn to. And in spite of everything else, I'm just reminded, Thanksgiving season, I wasn't going to preach. I had a message I was working on. In fact, that's the wrong message in the bulletin, because that's where I was going to go this morning. And then I was reminded, oh my goodness, it's Thanksgiving week already. And so I should come up with a Thanksgiving message. And God kind of led me in another direction. And I'm just reminded again, we are on a pilgrimage as children of God. This world is not our home. And I'm thankful for that, because this world's all messed up. And what man is doing and man is trying to do in his own strength and his own power, it's all messed up. And thank God for those that are salt and light. And God is blessing them. He's not done blessing America. I don't believe that for a moment, because some of his people are still here. But the world is messed up. And I'm just reminded, I'm gonna serve God. This pilgrimage is real in which we live. And if a guy comes in with a machine gun and says, you're not gonna worship anymore, I'm still gonna worship. It doesn't matter if it's a bullet. It doesn't matter if it's a pestilence. It doesn't, somehow, some way, we'll find a way to meet. It may end up that someday we're like China and we're an underground church, and everybody just kind of leaves the Constitution. I'm fine. And I want to say this again at the beginning of the message, because I do want people to know this, and I want everybody here to know this as well. If you're sick, if you have a fever, if you have any symptoms, just play it safe, be good to your neighbor, and stay home and watch live stream. Live stream is for you. If you're vulnerable, you feel vulnerable, you don't feel safe, you're fine. You want to mask up and come? If you're a different age group or whatever, you feel vulnerable, that is fine. We are glad that you're here, but we're always going to do church, even if there's only three of us here. We'll always do church, and we'll make it available to everybody and anybody. But I'm reminded of this. We're on a pilgrimage. These are the last days. And I'm praying, just like we got a break in the weather right now, this is a little bit unusual for the Upper Peninsula of Michigan for this time of year. Usually we'll get sunshine, but there'll be some snow on the ground. And it's not unusual for the snow to be horizontal in the air. That's just to be below zero, even at this point in the beginning of the winter. But the fact is this, no matter what happens, God has given us a window, just like in the weather. I believe he's given us a window for harvest. When's the last time you led someone to Christ? Are you losing sight of why God has left you here? Is there someone that God is bringing to your mind, even before we get to the text this morning? A name that is echoing in your thoughts. Someone that you need to witness to. Someone that isn't born again. This, right now, is harvest time. If we don't reach them now, they may never be reached. That has got to break in our psyche, on our souls. That's got to ring true in our hearts. If God is laying someone on your heart, you got to go after them. Now, in spite of everything, God is good to us. And we certainly need to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians, I know I said the 145th Psalm. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I think verse 16. It reads as follows. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're to be thankful regardless, no matter what happens. We're to be thankful to our God above. If anybody, anywhere, at any time, owed God praise, it's us right now. If anybody, anywhere, at any time, ought to be thankful to God above, it is you and I that are sinners saved by grace. God has been so good to us. Go back to the 145th Psalm, Psalm 145. We have a job to do as New Testament Christians. And it's why we're here. And we're to let people know that God is great. I don't want your head to get big. I don't want to have this turn into pride. That's not it at all. But I pastor a great church with people that have great faith. Size of a mustard seed, but great faith. And some of us, sometimes we're just along for the ride. That's unfortunate. But hence the purpose of the church, to kind of help those that have hands that are feeble, faith that is weak. I pastor a great church that is made up of great people. And we are great because we have a great God. His name is Jesus. And if the rapture takes place this afternoon, may our last few hours on this earth as the Church of Jesus Christ, may we be known as someone, as a group that is thankful to God and that is exalting God and doing our best to lift Him up. Before I read verse 1, we do not do a good enough job of exalting Christ. In spite of the fact that we may be doing a better job than someone else, we as individuals and we as a church, I'm telling you, we do not do a good enough job of praising, of exalting Jesus Christ. So as I work our way through the 145th Psalm and what little time is left, you've got to be thinking in your heart, how can I exalt Him better? How can I lift up His name? How can I show people the faith that I have and that the faith that I have is all because of the Savior and what He's done for me and how He has proven Himself again and again and again to be good in my life? And boy, if anybody, anywhere, at any time ought to exalt Jesus, it ought to be me with both hands, with my tongue, with my ears, with my eyes, with my feet. Somehow, some way, I need to exalt Him. Our God is worthy of any praise we can give Him. Man, I look at my life in hindsight. God is good to Tim Rader. And He has been good to me every step of the way. Ever since I got saved in 1968. Ever since I surrendered to Him in 1976. God has blessed me every step. He's kept me from myself many times. That's how good God is. And when I've messed up and been up to here in hot water, God has been there to bail me out. Time and again, the just man falleth seven times and yet riseth again. He's my redeemer. He saved me. He lifted me out of the miry clay and He cleaned me up. And then I go through the pilgrimage of life and I make a wrong turn and I get my life all messed up and I cry out to God. There He is again, lifting me out of the miry clay and He picks me up and cleans me up and sets me going in the right direction. That's the God that I worship. Psalm 145 says, I will extol, or I will exalt thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. He said, I will praise my God. David here is saying, I am determined. Come hell or high water, I'm going to exalt Christ. Verse 2, every day will I bless thee. Not just on Sunday. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. The best I know how. Here's the truth. Tell me if this isn't true in your life. You never knew happiness until you found Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. Amen. The Lord of your life. You got saved. You found him as your Savior. You got born again. That greatest day of your life. Man, everything just turned around. All of a sudden, everything makes sense. All of a sudden, you got a God in heaven that loves you, and you know he loves you in spite of yourself, in spite of myself. But when you made him Lord of your life, when you surrendered to him, then, man, you never knew happiness until that happened. Man, first of all, there was salvation, and then there was surrender, and he saves, keeps, and satisfies, and you know, you're on top of the world. You're on top of every wave that comes your way, every battle that comes your way, every valley that you pass through. He deserves our praise. This is Thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. Verse 4 says, one generation shall praise thy works. Oh, verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable, the fathomless greatness of God. You're watching a 210-pound preacher, I'm proud to be able to say that now, 210-pound preacher stand up in front of you and just do the best he can to tell you that God is great, and I'm not doing a good enough job. It's just words coming out of my mouth. But I'm praying with the anointing of God, it'll ring true in your heart. It's more than just a preacher saying God is great. He is great. He's fathomless. His greatness is beyond this platform. It's beyond my tongue. It's beyond, if I could jump up and down and touch the ceiling and do it 20 times in a row and tell you, it's above that. It's above this atmosphere. It's above this planet in which we're living. God, listen to this, God is great. He's the great Jehovah God of heaven. He's the one we worship. And we know, David says, man, when that breaks true in his soul, he says, I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to exalt you every day of my life. I'm going to let people know that you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And you're the best thing that ever happened to Israel. And you're the best thing that ever happened to this whole world. Your Savior and your King. The greatness of God. Now that being said, are you doing a good enough job of exalting Christ? Are you doing a good enough job of praising him? Well, I've got some time slots. I praise him on Sunday morning, and sometimes I'll praise him on Sunday night, and I'll come even prayer meeting, I'll praise him a little bit, and I'll thank him before I eat my meals, and man, that's not good enough. He has redeemed you. He has rescued you from the fires of an eternal hell. He has planted your feet. He's become your Savior and made you a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and you're just a pilgrim. This world isn't your home. If everything goes wrong and everything, the bottom falls out, it doesn't matter. Well, it matters in a sense, but you know, it doesn't affect eternity. This world is not your home. God is so great. He took a sinner full of himself. And when that sinner cried out after hearing the truth and the Holy Spirit ministering in his heart, he made me a child of God. Amen. That's the greatness of God. I'll praise my God. That's what David says. Verse 4, he says, my praise affects other people. I know it. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Over top of the doors, the new glass doors of the church, it says, enter into his courts with thankfulness. Let's go to the 100th Psalm. That's the 100th Psalm. And I want to read a couple of verses there. It's only 5 verses. You cannot keep me away from the entering into the gates of the courts of the Lord. Transfer that to the New Testament church. You couldn't keep me away from church with a team of horses. You couldn't keep me away. I want to be with God's people. Man, I want to assemble. I know there's a pestilence. I know there's a, I understand. And next time there might be a bullet. Next time after that, there might, but I'm just going to do the right thing. Might make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. He wants to hear us sing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Exalt Jesus, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. He's good, he has forever mercy, and he never changes. So he deserves our worship. What the 100th Psalm, the old 100, that's how Spurgeon referred to it. What that's all about is corporate worship, where we come together and we honor God. You know, we just got to find a way. And for some, the way is live stream right now. I understand that. Yeah. Again, I'm not jumping on people about that right now. I'm just saying we the church is God's idea. He says, I'll praise my God. This is what David said. My praise affects others. By the way, your negative spirit will tell your kids that God is not enough. I'll say it again. Because we have a lot of ministries for kids. It's a little bit limited right now, obviously. The Academy, Maplewood Baptist Academy, will not fix what's going on behind closed doors in your home. We're there to undergird you and help you in raising your kids, and we do it willingly. And the teachers, they do it willingly. That's good. But you got to know this. Your negative spirit will tell your kids that God is not enough. So don't get cynical and don't get negative. And hasn't God put a hedge of protection around us?
Amen.
I'm so thankful for that. But COVID-19 has been here. And it will continue to be here for the duration, for the time being anyway. And we just do the right thing. Psalm 145, look at verse 5. Why I praise him. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. I'm not going to humanize God, because then we lose sight of his greatness. We don't bring God down to our level. It's hard not to do in our human thinking. He's Jehovah. He's the Holy One of Israel. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is Elohim. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion and slow to anger and of great mercy. I think he deserves our praise. For were he not gracious? Were he not full of compassion? Were he not slow to anger? I'd have been squashed like a bug the first day of my salvation. Because I'm sure I let him down right away. And of great mercy. The mercy of God. That's what we get to tell the world. Hey, I know you messed up, but God is merciful. Man, if you'll just come by way of the cross, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Even the unsaved sense that. Verse 11. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. And the Lord upholdeth all that fall. Man, I love that. And raiseth up all those of you, raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The Lord upholdeth all that fall. You ever let God down? He still loves you. He took you back when you cried out for forgiveness. He told you, I was there all along, and you're in my hand. He's worthy of our thankfulness. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Pays to serve God. By the way, don't take your eyes off Christ. Pestilence could get a whole lot worse. Don't take your eyes off Christ. It might be that God would have you to go through. It's been here a long time. I talked to two more doctors this week. Same opinion I have. They treated patients. I said, man, it's been here for months and months and months. It was here last winter. Yep. Verse 16 says, thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. God is good to me. And he extends to his people his kindness and his graciousness. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. I know this isn't really great exegesis of scripture here this morning, but I just read that verse and I got to tell you again, God is great. Amen. He is the absolute God. I heard a message preached one time years and years ago in a little town in the UP and a little church with about 25 people in it, and the guy wasn't a great pulpiteer and the guy wasn't a great expositor of scripture, but the title of his message, and he tried to bring it across, really hit me. I've never forgotten the title of his message, The Absolute God. The whole time he was preaching, and wasn't doing a great job, but I was thinking, The Absolute God. This world has a lot of gods, little g. Yeah. But our God is the absolute God. Amen. No one above him. No one equal to him. The absolute God. He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior. Let me tell you, he's merciful. And he's gracious. And he's compassionate. He's holy. He's holy. But he says, if you'll serve me with your heart. David, that truth was breaking in on David. And he just breaks into song and he says, I will exalt you. I will exalt you every day of my life. I'll let the next generation know. I'll find ways 7 days a week. I'll find a way. I will lift you high, for you're holy and you're the great God. You're so far above me. Thy kingdom, an everlasting kingdom. Verse 16 says, thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. This is some of the greatness of God. As holy as he is, as righteous as he is, as untainted by sin as he is, he's near unto his children. As wicked as I am, as unholy as I am, he's right near unto us. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He cares. He cares. And for anyone that's listening that is not born again, if you'll call out to God, as wicked and as dark and as black as this world is, if you'll call out to him, he's near you. He will hear you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He will save you if you'll call out to him. Verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. Greatest desire, eternal life. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Romans 10, 13. You know what? Talking about the greatness of God, I can't live 1 minute without him. I can't. He could just shut my breath, everything, just shut it right down. I'm gone. But he lets me live. The greatness of God. And if you can live 24 hours and not tell somebody about Jesus and his greatness, unless you're a hermit somewhere, you're out of the will of God. There are enough born-again believers in Fundamental Baptist Church that if we were all soul winners, this county would be won to Christ in no time at all. In one harvest. Because people that get genuinely born again, they're going to tell other people about Christ. Man, this thing, it's spread like wildfire. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. It said, I won't stop. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. I want you to know, I have a great God. We are coming into the holiday season. Hard to believe, especially with the weather we have right now. But the holiday season is right before us. And I will find, and I trust you will as well, find opportunities to exalt Christ. I will hunt for open doors. I will lead in conversations. I will hand out gospel tracts. I will do the best that I can because this is harvest time. The season is it's short, and we've got to win as many as we can. I started out the message by saying this, and so let me say it maybe another way because I don't have this written down, obviously. I just want to share it. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Perhaps the election was stolen. Perhaps it was the Dominion software and that computer system and several computer systems all that have changed their name several times and have been used in other nations. That is out of your control and that is out of my control. But it is no leap of faith, knowing the wickedness of man, for me to believe that this is exactly how it's going to be in the last days. That this is the kind of thing that the devil, the Antichrist, will use to usher in the 7 years of tribulation. You control everything. Yeah, I'm not saying that's going on right now. I'm just saying, man, I just know that's out of my control, but I have a God. I'm a pilgrim passing through this world, and I have a God who is in control. And he's going to rescue his church from this world. And it's not hard for me to believe that, okay, God, this is harvest time. Right now the sun is shining. Right now, this is our time to reach this generation for Christ. And let us be one of those churches that are been counted faithful, one of those Philadelphia churches that are going to make hay while the sun is shining. Lord, maybe we've only got hours. Maybe we've got months. Maybe we've got weeks. Maybe we've got years. But this is it. You're going to kind of give us this opportunity to reach this world for Christ. Let's do it right now, on an individual basis and on a church-wide basis. We had one person saved last week. That's not much for Fundamental Baptist Church, truth be known, because we're a church of hundreds of people. We should be winning a lot of people to Christ. And maybe while I'm closing this message out, just like I started it, God is bringing someone to your mind, someone you know is not born again. At least you're worried they're not born again. And God is telling you to, by way of the Holy Spirit, talk to them about Jesus. Talk to them about my son. Tell them how they can have forgiveness of sins. I don't want them to go to hell. That's on a personal level. That's on a church-wide level as well. We need to practice evangelism. This Jerusalem project, I just talked to the people down in Owosso. I'm gonna drive down there. They're gonna use footage we've already shot. They shot all kinds of footage when they were here for the Vote Bible thing. And I'm gonna stand in front of a Christmas tree and I'm gonna give them the gospel. And they're gonna plug in all us and we're gonna produce a 30 second commercial. And you want to give to that, by the way, you want to give to that Jerusalem project, you just mark it down on the check or on the envelope, and that's where it goes. And we're going to reach as many people as we can. Another phase of the Jerusalem project. But the Jerusalem project also involves you speaking up and me sharing the truth and me rubbing shoulders and telling somebody else about Jesus. You meet him everywhere. You meet him at Walmart. You meet him at Meijer. Those are the two big stores in our area, right? You meet him at the local grocery stores. You meet him around the Thanksgiving table. You meet them everywhere, people that are going to go to hell. And somehow you got to tell them about Jesus that they might be born again. These are exciting days. It doesn't get any better than this. Not for evangelism. People are afraid. They're afraid to touch people for crying out loud. We need to tell them about Jesus. Tell them how to be born again.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.